the blip.
Oh my god, this is a horror story.
They're all coming back. We don't have any capacity.
Oh my god, they're showing us.
Oh, he's dead. Oh, he's dead. Oh my god, he's
what's
dead.
What's wrong?
That
his eyes.
Thanos ripped that freaking stone out of that head.
Welcome back to New Rockstars. WandaVision is trolling us. Apparently, I'm Randall Park. Jessica's Darcy Lewis. Ooh. We're staring at TV screens for clues, eating chips just like they are. Jimmy's dry erase board questions are literally New Rockstars video thumbnails. WTF, Wanda,
That sounded like the intro to WandaVision.
Well, welcome to New Rockstars. This is Inside Marvel, our WandaVision after show. I'm Eric Voss, here with Jessica Clemens.
Hello, hello. I haven't gone to sleep since watching the episode. I drank two Red Bulls and now I'm on a cold brew, baby. And let me tell you, I think I woke up my roommate twice. I screamed twice in this episode. So like, yeah. Oh my God. And I love horror, but this is straight just like terrifying. Like it's hard emotionally and it's hard scary. Emotionally, it drains me like it already has. I'm going to cry at the last episode. I said it once. I'll say it again. I'm going to cry.
This was truly an empathetic experience. I felt like I was watching us on screen, watching, going through the same process these past 3 weeks that you and I have gone through, making out research boards. And by the way, can we give a shout out to research boards? They're in every movie. They make no sense. Use a Google Doc. I don't understand why people are printing stuff out and spending so much paper and ink to do their research. That's not how anyone works.
Darcy Lewis did make up, she did say like, oh, I bet you guys use those like pods, which are horrible for the environment. So I'm sure S.W.O.R.D. does not care about what they're using.
No, they don't. Well, this is our after show. We're going to explain your biggest WTFs. Like this show's MCU timeline relative to Endgame. Learned a lot from this episode. That creepy ass corpse Vision shot. Why the nature of Westview's radiation is so important. And really at the top of our list, Jimmy Woo's research wall and what his focus of his research really is, specifically this missing persons case that brought him to Westview to begin with. Who is that missing person? We're going to talk about our theories there. Now, tomorrow is going to be my in-depth shot-by-shot breakdown of all the Easter eggs you missed in the episode. That'll be Saturday. And yes, if you are watching us on YouTube right now, I am wearing our new Latest Obsession shirt, An Unusual Couple. It's got secret augmented reality Easter eggs. You can get it at newrockstarsmerch.com. And if you get this shirt, you will get the opportunity to write in a custom shout out that will appear at the bottom of these Inside Marvel episodes. Once like, ooh, who is this? J. Van de Castile. Just thank you for existing. Heart emoji. Love from Belgium. Gerben. J. Van. J. Van. Thank you. Thank you for existing. As we saw in WandaVision this episode, existence is not guaranteed.
And it looks like Rita Yerby says maybe Magneto will be the beekeeper and say, Wanda, I am your father. I hope so. That would be really fun if that's how he appears. We'll see.
And I mentioned if you're watching this on YouTube, the reason I say that is because right now we are simulcasting this live on Stereo. This is an amazing app. You can get it for free. Follow us at Stereo.com/new rock stars. Right now we have, looks like, a couple hundred people who are following us. Snow 3D, Any Killer Row, X Undisputed 1, Geektown 11, Campster 12. I think we took one of your questions earlier. If you are listening to us on Stereo now, as I said, stick around for a bonus segment at the end of the show, which we're going to react in real time to the voicemails that you guys send us. I see we have quite a few right now. Keep sending us those voicemails. We will get to as many of them as we can. Now, if you are watching this on YouTube or podcast and you missed that Stereo live broadcast, you can definitely catch us next week, 8 a.m. Pacific, stereo.com/new rock stars. All right, Jessica, what happened this episode?
Oh my God, I've been waiting for this moment. Okay, and again, you guys know how I'm bad. Every time this episode drops, when I give you guys a recap, I do it in a different way. This time is bullet notes, so let's get into it. Okay, so after the recap of the last episode, we open up to a reparticleizing, whatever you want, the dust coming back, Monica Rambeau in a very chaotic hospital. She's looking for her mother, who has been confirmed died of cancer when she blipped. And it's really sad. And it's, are you laughing?
I it is sad. I'm just,
how dare you?
I'm, I'm laughing because that moment in Endgame was depicted as such a nice, pleasant moment of like, oh, birds reappear. Clinton Barton's wife calls him. But really, realistically, yeah, if they were in the middle of a hospital, there would be chaos. This was an episode that Philip and I did a big question. This is not necessarily a good thing. Suddenly a hospital's at max capacity.
Yeah, same with like, after I saw that, I was like, oh my God, Disneyland must have been insane. Like, all these crazy parts must have been horrifying to be at. So during the blip, Monica was like, I was asleep for like 20 minutes when it was actually like 3 years ago her mom died. So now we go to S.W.O.R.D. headquarters where the acting director Tyler Hayward's there and he expresses his like sorrows and how sad he is that Monica doesn't have the job that he has. She's like, hey, it's cool. We're both doing our job. I'm chill about it. Get over it. So then it's revealed that the FBI wants to use some instruments from S.W.O.R.D. to find this missing person. So they send Monica down to Westview to go figure out if it's worth having. And that's when it's revealed that Westview's crazy. There's people that have selective amnesia. I love that she used that term because people within like a certain radius don't believe the world that place exists. And it definitely does exist. Or does it?
Or does it? That's insane.
But yeah, and so I love that scene. And so Monica sends a drone in, and within like 35 feet, that drone disappears in the energy field. And like any normal sane person does, they put their hand in it and get sucked in immediately. So Monica immediately disappears, and Jimmy Woo is stunned. S.W.O.R.D. enlists a bunch of scientists in all different fields to help get Monica back, one being Darcy Lewis, who through a series of scientist smart lingo that I cannot reiterate, reveals that you can use an older television to broadcast what's happening inside the bubble. So now we're watching S.W.O.R.D. react through the TV to WandaVision, which do they see that it's called WandaVision?
I think they must, right? They see what we saw.
Also, I hate that it took me so long to be like Westview, WV, WandaVision, WV, but this episode really nails it. It nails it in. It's like a reminder. So S.W.O.R.D. starts piecing together that the civilians of Westview are in the show, connecting their licenses to steals from the various programs that we saw that were episode 1, 2, and 3, proving they're normal citizens controlled by someone, though we don't get Ralph on the list.
And we don't see Dottie.
Yeah, we don't see Dottie.
Yeah, it means they might not have gotten there
That's yet, what I was also saying. I was like, Jessica, don't dig too deep in this. They probably just didn't show her. But we can't leave any stone unturned. We have to like throw every rock. We have to throw every rock at every glass house. So we confirm and see Darcy Lewis is the S.W.O.R.D. agent with the book taking notes from the first episode. We see who the beekeeper is, who is just a normal man in a hazmat suit. So my theory that it's Swarm is out the window. You know what?
I think it was always out the window.
I'll take the L. You don't need to shove the.
Oh, we're gonna be taking a lot of L's. I'm already bracing my L.
So we see that the beekeeper is just a man in a hazmat suit. We see the like drones that go in there just turn into toys, which we haven't seen a toy store filled with all of the drones from S.W.O.R.D., which I'm hoping we see.
Yeah.
And we see the scene from Woo's end of them trying to contact Wanda through the radio at the planning committee where Dottie cut her hand and the radio exploded, which was really fun to see. Darcy and Woo recognize the glitches happening in the episode when Wanda recognizes Monica isn't supposed to be there from the last episode with the Ultron scene. And they're wondering who's orchestrating it all. While there's pieces that we didn't see, which was Wanda had the most menacing, terrifying visuals of someone coming at Monica. We didn't see that in the last episode. It's horrifying. And it's also just so sad because it's someone who's so protective of something they don't want to lose, yet they know they don't really have. And that chaos is what's really sad and what's very angry from her. And I completely understand that. So with that being said, she punches Monica through two walls, a wooden fence, and across a field, then outside the bubble that we see. When Vision walks in and sees Wanda, we see Wanda through her eyes. She sees Vision as the dead, grayed man with a hole in his skull that we saw in Endgame.
Or Infinity War, right?
Or yeah, Infinity War. Sorry. I always say Endgame for both, and I need to correct myself. Thank you.
I have made like so many jokes about like that final shot of Vision just being like a lifeless husk.
Yeah,
this was terrifying.
And he is.
His eyes glazed over like that.
Are right, possibly, that there's just corpse in here, but I don't want to agree with that. But it
I don't think everyone in Westview is a corpse at this point, but Vision definitely is.
Vision might be, and it's really horrifying, and it was great. I screamed at it. That's one of the scenes where I screamed. I was like, oh my God, it's a dead man. It didn't shake her enough to shake her out of this chaotic fairy tale. She just went back to normal, thought of him as the normal Vision she's been seeing. And we black out on the beautiful, happy family that is Wanda and Vision holding Tommy and Billy on the couch watching TV. But we see the scene where Monica is outside the bubble on the ground. Helicopters are flying above her. And she says, it's all Wanda. Wanda's doing it. Mm-hmm. And that is the fourth episode. And I left out a little bit.
You'd love, well, we'll talk about it as much as we can. I mean, jump over Monica saying it's all Wanda definitely adds some more fuel to this fire of Wanda being the primary villain of this series. I think it's definitely possible, but I think there are some missing pieces into how she got from where she was at the end of Endgame to where she is now. So let's talk about it. What is our first big WTF of this episode?
Okay, so Wanda, WTF is Jimmy Woo's missing person? Who is it?
Yeah, so let's remind ourselves of this missing persons case. I cannot stress enough how important this probably is. It's the most important clue, I think, because it's initially what brought all the Fed's attention to Westview to begin with. And this is super weird because this is all taking place what sounds like a few weeks after Endgame. Missing blip victims are now returning, and missing people being reunited with loved ones is just something that's happening at a natural pace. People are finding each other. So why is this one missing persons case such a huge priority? Well, it turns out it is someone in federal witness protection, and it must be someone who is extremely important for Jimmy Woo to pack up and leave Oakland. So I think that person is important, not just to Jimmy Woo, but I think that person is also important to acting SWORD director Tyler Hayward. I have some thoughts on that guy.
I want to hear those thoughts because he isn't a good person. I don't think he's going to be. I think he's
going
to be.
There's something wrong going on there.
There's something up.
He climbed the ranks of SWORD real fast. He's just this classic, like, hey, we're old friends, right? You can trust me. But hey, I'm sending you on what I think is this bogus whatever case. But it sounds like he just threw Monica in there because he was trying to get rid of her. And he thought that she might get sucked into this and killed or something.
Sure.
Anyway, this missing person case, let's break down the facts. So FBI agent Jimmy Woo, he had a witness in federal witness protection that he had decided to hide in Westview, New Jersey, a town that he believed did exist. And to relocate a witness to a town, there's a ton of paperwork. There's a ton of, like, people double checking, hey, this is an okay place, a place that exists on the map. It's not like, oh yeah, sure, just call me when you get to Westview, you know? Like, they check out exactly where you're living. They make sure it's as safe as possible. So it sounds like after the blip return, after Hulk snapped everyone back, this witness dropped off the map. Jimmy Woo said, I thought he flew the coop. But then, this is super weird. All of that witness's known associates suddenly claim to have no idea who he is or was. What? We're just moving right past that, excuse me. And then the town that Jimmy located him to, Westview, I mean, there were interstate signs pointing to it. Like, New Jersey thinks that Westview is a real place. The local PD of Eastview say, no town ain't never existed.
They said, I already told you, G-Man.
I already told you, G-Man, you can go take your Westview fake news and shove it.
The Jersey accent is impeccable, Voss. Good job.
That's exactly how people in New Jersey talk. Okay, so as Jimmy and Darcy piece together this lovely research wall with the IDs, you can look, they name each of the people. We find out what their real names are, but we never see them find a New Jersey ID for Agnes. However, I mean, Dottie isn't found either, as you said, but Jimmy indicated that his witness was male, and if he saw that person show up on screen in any of this WandaVision broadcasting, he would have been able to ID them from sight. So here's my theory, Jessica.
Okay, you go first.
I believe Jimmy's missing person is Agnes's husband, Ralph. Okay. But his name won't be Ralph in the real world, of course. But the moment we see that guy, I think that's going to be the big name Paul Bettany has been referring to. This guy is going to be tied in with the villainy of this series. This is the person working with Agnes. Why is the show keep referring to some dude lurking in the shadows off screen that seems to be behind all of this?
I just broke my pen because I was, like, shaking. But I also have, okay, I agree. I want to say that clear from the first part. I agree. But my job is also to poke holes in everything. My job, not poke holes, but find, like, well, what if it's this? So I was like, okay, what if the missing person is Agnes? And then they were like, they kept referring to him as he. They were like, he keeps doing this, he's this, mm-hmm. he's that, he's there. And then I also started thinking, which, correct me if I'm completely wrong, I have been trying to stay a little bit out of the news of WandaVision, but we still mm-hmm. haven't seen Evan Peters.
No. And then he was never confirmed. He was just okay. rumored, scooped,
I feel like there could still be speculation for, like, someone that we haven't seen. So if we did have this big bad character that's not Wanda, what if that big bad character somehow, like, Wanda turned into Agnes? This is such a stretch, but I was also like, I don't think her abilities stop at gender. I'm sure she could just be like, no, you're gonna be Agnes. Because Agnes is also just a witch. Like, Agnes doesn't see gender also. She's probably like, I'm powerful first and foremost. So I was like, but this, I believe you 100%. I was just like, well, what if they did something like that?
I think if it were Agnes, it wouldn't have been so casual that he just put up Agnes's picture on that dry erase board, right? Like, or wasn't, that was a different board. There's multiple boards.
There's a lot of boards.
Let's admit that. There's a lot of boards. But I think that is someone, just another unknown person that he doesn't know. Okay. I really believe in my heart of hearts that this person is someone we have not seen yet. And the only other person who keeps going up that we haven't seen yet is my husband, Ralph. If you think dramatically, the person you keep setting up, episode 1, 2, 3, you know, like, that you reveal later, this is Ralph. And it's a famous person that we all kind of know who is, like, some kind of terrifying force, you know?
Did they not bring up Ralph?
They brought up Herb. They brought up Norm. They brought up Jones.
I should have been writing down these names as they were going.
They brought up Beverly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. They did not bring up Ralph because we haven't even seen Ralph.
Yeah.
This guy's Ralph. I'm really feeling it. Now, let's bring up some alternatives of who this missing person could be. You might think that Jimmy's witness is the guy he learned that amazing magic trick from that he did at the beginning of the episode, Scott Lang. Now, the problem with Scott Lang, yes, he has had this, like, criminal history that Jimmy Woo has been kind of his caretaker, you know, his parole officer, whatever you want to call it. But Scott Lang is a freaking Avenger. I don't think he would be in federal witness protection. A person who goes into federal witness protection is like the guy in Goodfellas. You know, it's someone who rats out his friends or someone who is, like, worried that the mafia is going to assassinate him. So, you know, or worried that some other government corruption, someone who has to kind of be a whistleblower. So they have to protect them as best they can and change their name, change their identity, change all that stuff. So I don't think Scott Lang's going to fit that bill. Mm-hmm. But while we're talking about From Ant-Man and the Wasp, there was that unanswered question of Sonny Birch's mystery client, his buyer. They never answered that question of who that was in Ant-Man and the Wasp. That was the person who's trying to, you know, remember Sonny Birch, who's trying to steal the shrunken Pym lab. And it was for some unknown client. Mm-hmm. That client could be our Ralph. We've speculated that person could be connected to AIM. A person could be like MODOK. It could be the Ten Rings. It could be someone like that. And, speaking of the Ten Rings, you know, Oakland is near San Francisco, where part of Shang-Chi is going to be set, is rumored to deal with dark magic that witness could be associated with the Mandarin or someone associated with the Ten Rings. Mm-hmm. One crazy hot take. The episode closes with Jimi Hendrix's amazing voodoo child. Hendrix was a Bay Area musician. My mind almost for a second went to Brother Voodoo, Jericho Drum, a brother to Daniel Drum, both of them sorcerers. Daniel Drum was that predecessor sorcerer who oversaw the New York Sanctum Sanctorum, whom Caecilius killed, and Doctor Strange. Mm. And Doctor Strange is like, I guess it's on me now to do this. And we know this movie is going to tie, or we know WandaVision is going to tie into Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Mm. There could be a connection there. I don't know. Brother Voodoo is kind
That's
of a weird
big
name.
Connection. I don't... also because I like how you were like, Jimi Hendrix is the Bay Area... Would they consider him the Bay Area artist? This is coming from someone that's from Washington State, where he's from. So I will say I'm obsessed with
West
I'm like,
Coast.
Oh.
We can say West Coast. He was just famously Monterey Pop Festival, where he lit the guitar on
okay.
fire. You know, like, yeah.
I'm like, okay, oh, you're gonna say
it's totally fine.
Too?
I'm giving you as many things. Hey. The dry erase board, I don't know if you guys caught this, mentioned Skrulls. Jimmy Woo wrote down Skrulls, which is insane because it means he knows what Skrulls are. That is a big deal. But the fact that he would mention as like a potential bad guy who's behind all this means that he's not necessarily working with them. This does complicate what we thought we knew about the Skrulls' relationship with Fury and with S.W.O.R.D. Or maybe there's multiple groups of Skrulls that, you know, the feds are keeping their eye on. But again, Jessica, think about it. A witness to a crime. A person who takes a federal plea deal, whose associates suddenly claim to have no knowledge of him. I get the feeling this is a kind of Kaiser Soze usual suspects dude. A devil who tricked the world into believing he didn't exist. I mean, who does that sound like to you?
I don't know. This is the part where I was like, because I was like, it's the FBI, so the missing person can't be that. It can't be a superhero. It can't be a villain or like too big of one. It has to be someone that's very moderate. I see where you're coming from with Ant-Man and Wasp. I think that's a logical answer, but it also has to be someone that's gonna also be in the future. It can't just be like, they couldn't, mm-hmm. he can't be the missing person and never be talked of again. I was like stumped on it because I was like, who else would it be that's gonna be featured in the future that the FBI... Stop it. It can't be. It's the FBI. It's Jimmy Woo. So it can't be like someone too big. Not Jamie.
That's why I'm
Jimmy
saying
Woo.
Kaiser Soze. Kaiser Soze was a borderline supernatural person who was able to escape from these things. He was always able to slip away.
But he was
the
in the
devil
witness
wants
protection
to monster
program.
On this earth, Jessica.
The
and the devil,
devil is
the
not
one
in
who
the witness
gets
protection
away
program.
From these. He could be. He could be. If you talk to some mafiosos in New Jersey, I bet they'll say some devils are
there. They're
going to
be like, hey, there's the devil right here. Unless he, okay, so let's say if it was Mephisto and it is the devil, and let's go off the theory then, because this is the only door you could really go through, is the fact of just like, he's losing power. Because we did bring that up in one episode. We were like, I think he's just weak. And that's why he can't do too much with Wanda. He's just doing the bare minimum because he needs all those powers. He needs to reabsorb the kids that were someone else's body too. It's a lot, but like I think he is weak, so maybe that is potentially it could be Mephisto through that reasoning of like he's in the witness protection I don't know. Maybe they're also like exaggerating. Maybe it's not witness protection, maybe it's just like we just need to keep an eye on this guy.
Yeah, I just think like it's an odd choice to write in there that this guy would be in federal witness protection. It tells us there's a story there.
Yes.
It tells us that this dude was able, he was also involved with some criminal conspiracy, but was able to get out of it by ratting out and letting other people take the blame for it and take the fall for it. That tells us something about not necessarily this guy's character, because, you know, obviously in prosecution in this country, we need people to come clean and rat out their friends when they're doing something bad. But it also means that this guy's got dirt on his hands. This guy's got blood on his hands, potentially. And there is a story where he was relocated, but he was crafty enough to trick the FBI into bringing him someplace that he could suddenly wipe off the map. Like, this guy's got some magic to him.
So do you think it was... planned the Westview part, but like it has to be coincidence.
Hi everybody, I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
It has to be. It can't
I don't
be
think
like,
it has to be a coincidence.
Think?
I think if you're writing this episode and if all it is just Wanda and Vision and they're in this town and they've done it, why, as the writer of this show, would you write in this weird thing of
exactly.
a federal witness protection? Why would that be the thing that begins this mystery? Would that be what draws Jimmy Woo and Monica Rambeau and Sword's attention there?
I get that. I get that completely. I was like, because it's like truly a piece of like, Disney wouldn't write something that clumsy of just like, yeah, we're not going to get back to it. We're not going to get back to
it. I mean, it's all you would have to say is like some local sheriff called Sword saying, hey, there's this town here that doesn't exist and it just gets kicked up the, you know, there's easier ways to do it. There's more direct ways. Jimmy Woo had some other mission.
And if it is Mephisto, he can somehow underline like be pulling the strings on all of this, orchestrating it all.
Yeah. You know me. I'm going to find ways to bring it back to Mephisto.
We have to do What the Devil No Matter What, because the devil could also be Wanda. Let's talk. Was real talk.
Absolutely. Real talk. Absolutely. I mean, I think at the end of the day, she is looking more and more of the active villain
She's
of this
the
show.
Villain.
She's being inspired,
the villain,
though. Someone,
and I love it.
So she was not that villain at the end of Endgame. Someone put that idea in her head.
She's hurt. She's just hurt. She's completely hurt.
Just hurt. Hurt people don't go
crazy
like that. Possibly. She was never that evil to begin with. Something must have broke her.
We need to move
on. Well, we
got to
move
on.
So there's a lot of questions to talk about, and we're going to get to all of them. First, we want to thank some people who helped us make this episode. Thank you to our friends at Honey for sponsoring this episode. We all shop online, and we've seen all that promo code feel just hanging there, all sexy, taunting us at checkout. Fill me. Oh, you don't know anything? You're not one of the special ones. Bye-bye. Well, thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for those promo codes and then applies the best one that it finds to your cart automatically. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, and when you check out at one of your favorite sites, the Honey button drops down, and all you gotta do is click Apply Coupons. In just a few seconds, Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site, and if it finds one, you will watch the prices drop. Off-screen producer Zach recently saved $7 on a nonstick pan using a Honey coupon. Honey has found over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. And if you don't already have Honey, you could straight up be missing out on free savings. It's literally free, and it installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting the show. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/WandaVision. That's joinhoney.com/WandaVision. We also want to thank our friends at ExpressVPN. We all know a VPN protects your privacy and security online. You can also use a VPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries. You can binge Doctor Who or Star Trek Discovery on UK Netflix, even though those shows aren't available on the US Netflix. It's simple. Just fire up ExpressVPN app, change your location to the UK, then refresh Netflix, and that is it. ExpressVPN hides your IP address, and it lets you control where you want sites to think you're located, and you can choose from almost 100 different countries. That's a lot of Netflix libraries. ExpressVPN works with any streaming service, Hulu, BBC iPlayer, YouTube, you name it. There are hundreds of VPNs out there, but the reason I use ExpressVPN to watch shows is that it is ridiculously fast. There's never any buffering, never any lag, and you can stream in HD, no problem. ExpressVPN is also compatible with all your devices, your phones, media consoles, smart TVs. You can watch what you want on the go or on the big screen wherever you are. And if you visit my special link right now, expressvpn.com/WandaVision, you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Support this show, watch what you want, and protect yourself at expressvpn.com/WandaVision. And circling back to our friends listening on stereo right now, if you're watching the show on YouTube or listening to it as a podcast, you might be screaming at me right now about how I missed the key detail of how my theory is totally wrong. Well, if you were with us on stereo, like looks like 456 of you are, I will be able to hear you and tell you that no, you're wrong. Jessica and I are live on stereo, simulcasting as we record this. Stereo is the great app with live social conversations. It's kind of like a podcast you can interact with. New Rockstars has 3 new weekly shows on the app, including this live Inside Marvel every Friday morning. Jessica and I are answering your questions and hearing your theories in a special bonus segment at the end of this episode, and that segment won't be available on YouTube. It's exclusive to Stereo. On Mondays, we're doing an editor comment comments. Our editors, John and Josh, are going to go through the comments on our YouTube videos and just kind of like respond to you there. And then on Wednesdays, Philip and I do New Rockstars News, where we just recap and rehash the big headlines of the week. Our first one was this past Wednesday. You can listen to that on our Stereo account, and then we'll have a new one next Wednesday. And so here's what you do. Just download the Stereo app, follow us at stereo.com/newrockstars, or click the link in the description. We're really having a great time on Stereo. Follow New Rockstars, get notified every time we go live. And Stereo users, stay tuned. We are coming at you guys at the end of this episode. Okay, Jessica, what is our next big question coming out of this episode of WandaVision?
I will say, first off, I don't know what beef you're starting with people, but I do not want to be involved in it. When you said that.
No, you're coming in on this beef.
I do not.
You are going to be a co-owner of this
bystander.
Beef.
Co-owner? Mm-mm-mm-mm. We're going to...
Yep,
okay.
Yep. You're a silent partner on my beef.
I don't like this. Number two of Wanda the F***. WTF is WandaVision's timeline. It's after Endgame, but is it set before Far From Home?
Yeah, the timeline of this one is surprising. Now, I got to say, Jessica, this week I was getting some random tweets asking, like, so what if WandaVision set before Far From Home? And I remember thinking, like, why are people asking this? What a weird question. Why does that matter if it's before Far From Home? Here's what I'm thinking now. I think some of you guys saw a goddamn leak and are like, oh, so this is going to be set right after Endgame. That's a big deal that it's set before Far From Home. If you see leaks, don't talk to me. I don't want to see your leaks at this point. I'm just watching the show week by week. I want to react to this in real time. If you have someone on the inside or if you go on these spoiler subreddits, I don't want to hear about the episode unless this is coming from the mouth of the mouse themselves, from Disney's Kevin. YouTube channel, from someone who works on the show, or, you know, or like, I don't want to know. But okay, whatever. Let's talk about this. The timeline. Okay. It sounds like they said it was 3 weeks after the blip ended, you know, after Hulk snapped and brought everyone back. And then that's when Monica Rambeau woke up in the hospital, which, by the way, I love it. They're saying it Monica Rambeau. Makes her sound so much more badass.
Hell yeah. That New Orleans last name, baby. You got to say the full thing. Oh, yeah. You got to say the full thing.
Oh yeah. Rambeau. Yeah. Rambeau. You just want to have her tie a bandana around her head and go in the jungle
and
go crazy.
She would kick all of our asses.
Yeah.
Without her superpower.
Can we say a little thing here, Jessica, that dude in the hospital she ran into got knocked the hell off his feet. Is she super sturdy? Does she have super powers?
I love how I'm like, yeah, let's go on the show where I know every answer, because these are parts I literally wrote down in my notes. And I was like, I don't think so yet. And also, I hate to bring it up. But the latest teaser that they brought up kind of makes me think that she's going to show some powers eventually in the show.
She's got powers.
Through the blip. When do you think? Okay, so when?
I think pre-blip. Those opening seconds of the episode, you heard a flashback with her mom, Maria Rambeau. You heard the voice of Brie Larson there. That was Carol Danvers calling her Lieutenant Drubble. Callback to Captain Marvel. I think there's some events between Captain Marvel and where we are now in WandaVision, where Monica Rambeau became Photon. Photon was her mother's call sign. She'll either be Photon or Spectrum.
I think she's going to get it now in WandaVision, because when they made that like little like Maria Photon Rambeau, like that little photo, I think that's going to be her homage. She's going to get those powers somehow, being blipped through that world, that energy field, or at S.W.O.R.D. I don't think this is a stretch. Maybe they do it. But I think she's going to get it, and then she's going to be like, I'm going to be named Photon after my mother. And I think that's
maybe
when it's
if this
hit.
Is her origin story. Yeah, maybe.
I think it might be, because she needs to show up.
So why did that dude get knocked off his feet so hard in the hospital? I mean, he was rubbing his head. She didn't have a scratch on her.
It looked like he blipped in. So like that second, okay, I'm in insurance case for car accidents, I guess, but that like blip in moment where she's running and he just blips in, she just was like running. She was like, and also she is strong. She's still like trained by
she's not
like
a linebacker.
Okay, she doesn't look like one, but she is one. I think she's just strong as hell. But I think that guy also
not gonna take it anymore.
Yeah, she said, "Where's my mom?" And just started.
I'm being told that we have a hold on. I'm gonna play a message from Stereo here.
Do you think Monica will get her powers as a result of having been in the reality bubble that Wanda created?
That was a message from our Stereo user. Yeah, that's what Jessica was saying, that Monica might have her powers from that. I mean, it would imply that everyone under there will end up being superpowered. If so, that might be a way we get mutants in this world, but it's
well,
only
how
the people
many of
in Westview
them are
so
getting
far.
Punched through with that red hand smoke? How many are getting like pushed through at that speed?
Franklin, the beekeeper, sword agent, probably got punched through. Is he gonna have superpowers too?
I think he's probably just became one of the citizens. As soon as she noticed, he was like, okay, now you're just gonna work at the ice cream shop.
Oh, you think he's the ice cream guy in episode 3?
Yeah, at the beginning when they shared the ice cream. Yeah, or the mailman that got threatened by Agnes. I think she's like the only one that we've seen so far that gets shoved through. And also, like, it was with so much power when she was like, you're trespassing. And it was like, you're trespassing, woman. What are you talking about? But like, it was with so much power. Maybe she put all that power into shoving her out. And we're in such an unknown bubble right now that could have been what happened, is that she just got powers from getting shoved through that energy field.
I don't.
Not a scientist.
We'll talk about this more in a second. Getting back to the question of the timeline, though. No, it's me. I brought this up. It's taking place about a month or so after the events of the Battle of Earth, right? But that means it's before Far From Home. Endgame was set around October 2023. That's when that big battle happened. Far From Home is set summertime, meaning it must be summertime 2024 at the earliest. So that would mean this is taking place sometime November, maybe December, which it's cold. It's not snowing in New Jersey, but it doesn't snow in New Jersey usually in November, unless you have like really bad snow. So I'm thinking this is around November 2023, a month after Endgame, which means that, like, however this series is going to reframe the MCU, the events of Far From Home are in reaction to that, in response to that. And we do have a setup of, you know, Nick Fury working with Skrulls. We thought that was S.W.O.R.D. Maybe the S.W.O.R.D. that we see in WandaVision, it does look like their base is kind of a camp, a Cape Canaveral kind of thing, right? It looks like a spaceport. Maybe we're seeing the early stages or the final stages of them building that space station that we see in Far From Home.
Okay, I see that. Also, you just remind, if I see a Skrull in WandaVision, I'm going to be a little mad. like a Skrull, like, as a human. Like, I'm going to be like...
Well, they, yeah. Right.
I wanted to see a villain.
I don't, if we see a Skrull, I want it to be not a very big deal, and I want it to be very hard to find. Yeah. Just so, like, I don't want it to have too much plot implications on what's
truly
going on.
True. Like, that's why I was like,
We did get a Skrull mention on the dry erase board. If that's all it is, awesome. Great. I don't think we need more Skrull stuff.
I'm down with that. I'm down with that, but we did not write this series, but I am down with that. So, WTF was with that shot of our dead corpse that is Vision.
Ooh,
it was horrifying. Freaky. It just was her reaction. She, after the Ultron, after being like, you're trespassing in this world that I want to stay my life, do not ruin this for me. She's slowly being brought back. And that's what the teaser that we saw. I think we're slowly, she's slowly whatever you want to call it, getting out of it. She's recognizing that there's a reality outside of this world that she made up.
And she's, for a moment, she saw Vision as his true nature. I believe that is his true nature. I think he is a corpse in the real world.
You think he's the actual
corpse? I think he is that corpse. And I think Wanda is doing, I think she's trying to reboot that corpse. I think she's trying to reanimate it.
I would love
that. But she doesn't have the Mind Stone anymore, so she's trying to use some other kind. I mean, her powers are derived from the Mind Stone. They describe the energy field of Westview as radiation, specifically like a microwave CMBR, right? And it means that it dates back to the Big Bang, which, what else dates back to the Big Bang? Wong told us the Infinity Stones. Mm-hmm. This is Infinity Stone cosmic radiation. So whether that's from residual effects of the Mind Stone, the snap, one of the snaps, or Wanda's powers, or even Monica's powers, because Captain Marvel got her powers from an Infinity Stone.
Yes,
I think she is using that kind of radiation, using the advice of someone, to try to reanimate Vision. And that energy field is coming from her and her powers. But right now, at the end of this, Vision is dead. He is currently dead right now. I think she's kind of dollhousing that corpse.
Darcy Lewis even confirms that.
Yeah.
I get that. I feel that. So, okay, going back to the theory of like the CMBR and the radiation being pulled, and this might be because I stayed up for like 2 hours reading so many articles on CMBR. I am an astrophysicist, you guys. Anyone listening that's an astrophysicist, I'm so sorry. I am not one. You actually are good at it. I don't know what I'm talking about. But so... is she pulling that radiation to that planet? Because they also said that Wu was like, where did I write it down? Wu said the universe created a sitcom with two Avengers. Is the universe supposed to be Wanda?
I think that was Jimmy Wu just trying to figure it out. Like, I think he
so
was
too,
saying
but I think it's
this
like,
is what's happening.
But then I was like, how are they getting so much radiation in one area? Is Wanda pulling that down?
I think she's beaming it out. I think it's the radiation is an outgrowth of her magic, of her red sorcery. I think it's basically the MCU is saying magic equals radiation. It's kind of like what Asgard describes science or magic as. It's just science we don't understand yet. And I think that's her magic is going to be a type of Infinity Stone derived radiation, or at least Infinity Stone activated radiation.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because that's a bit easier for people to understand.
What is S.W.O.R.D. in its space mission, and what is Monica's background? Which we kind of started into.
This opening scene, as they were walking through S.W.O.R.D., dropped so much exposition that I was like, no, hold on, what? What? So first off, it does look like that's a Cape Canaveral kind of base. That's a huge hangar. Monica Rambeau talked about being an astronaut in the past. His whole space command, half of them were blipped. Now half of them are kind of scared to go back into space. There was something that Monica had did. There's some past incident. She's like, I assure you I'm fine despite that. Now, maybe she was referring to the blip. But it sounded like before the blip, she was kind of a troublemaker. She was a Lieutenant Trouble. She was literally, that was her nickname. Now, Monica mentioned that there were enemies in space, but there were also allies in space. To me, that's kind of a implication to the Kree versus Skrull war. The enemies are the Kree, the potential allies that Hayward kind of rolled his eyes at. But I think Monica is Skrull friendly based off of her experience in Captain Marvel. I think that was setting up Secret Invasion right there. Of like, you know, Skrulls are going to be on both sides. There's going to be a lot of humans, people in S.W.O.R.D. who don't trust Skrulls because whatever, they're green, they're shapeshifters. Why would you trust that? But Monica's like, no. We can use these people to help us against the greater threat, the Kree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the craziest thing to me was they talked about S.W.O.R.D., Strategic Weapon Observation and Response Division. Yeah. Now, she said that Observation Response was added. What happened to Creation? Mm-hmm. What do you mean creation?
Mm-hmm.
Were they creating sentient weapons? Are they creating mutants? Are they connected to Weapon X? What
Tyler
do you think
Hayward
that means,
is a bad person. He is starting. Okay, so I don't want to jump on this train of already declaring this man's a bad guy, but there's a lot of changes that happened when Monica was gone. And a lot of people are gone. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people haven't come back. And I think he's the reason for all of this. I think he's trying to become an enemy. Not like an enemy, but I think he's like someone that sells weapons to the bad guy. Like, I think he's trying to use S.W.O.R.D. for his own, like, fortune. And I think he's also just trying to get rid of Monica now that she came back. He was hoping she wouldn't come back. I agree with you. He sent her on this mission. I think he's glad that she's in the bubble. I think he's trying not to really stay in it too much. But everyone is like, we need to get her out. And he's like, sure, I have to go report something. Goodbye.
Yeah, I think he was grateful that she vanished.
Yeah, he's
during
so
the blip.
Happy. Yeah, also because he became acting director. So of course he is.
I'll even say that he was happy Maria Rambeau's cancer returned, and he might have been behind that. I'm saying it's not easy to kill people, to assassinate people via cancer.
Baby.
But if radiation is all over the place in this show, I mean, we know that Ego used cancer to kill off an inconvenient... Yep. Person, an inconvenient woman in his life.
They're not afraid of bringing it back.
This guy is bad. This guy is bad news. He's a jerk. He might be the kind of corporate villain of this show.
Also, I like that you noted, like, he's acting director. It's like, in case she comes back?
And what do you think of this idea that her ID didn't work? The front desk guy is like, it means you don't work here. And then he comes in as this white knight, like, I'll take you in, honey. Yeah, no.
Screaming.
You should have activated her badge.
Your mom founded the company. Her mom founded that she could walk in there and be completely fine. I don't understand that.
That's crazy to hear. This is Maria Rambeau's company. So what we saw in Captain Marvel, that kitchen table scene, that was the origins of S.W.O.R.D. Nick Fury might have been involved with it, but I guess he was involved with S.H.I.E.L.D. And she's kind of the Abigail Brand character of the MCU, it sounds like, this director. Yeah. I hope she's still alive, though. I hope that cancer was just
a conspiracy.
No
one's ever dead.
And she's alive on an island somewhere with an eye patch. Like Nick Fury.
She's just in space with the Skrulls.
Because I love that character. I don't want her to be dead.
But then it's also like, it gives such a good storyline, and we'll see more of her in flashbacks. That'll be great, like Tony Stark's dad not like in Captain America where he was visually there. But I love getting those flashbacks, and it's really warming, and it shows that like she created a very strong daughter. Ugh, I'm about to throw up.
Agree.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. The final WTF we're talking about, this idea of this CMBR, this radiation, why is it a big deal? Well, as we were talking about, CMBR means it comes from the Big Bang, and that means it's probably tied with the cosmic radiation of the Infinity Stones. Now, this radiation that is creating Westview could be Wanda. It could be radiation is just what her hex magic manifests into, because it was her powers were activated by the Mind Stone in Sokovia. Or this could be a theory we've talked about in New Rock Stars a bunch of times, that one of the snaps, that Tony Stark snap at the end of Endgame, that Hulk snap to bring everyone back, that Thanos' snap when he used the stones to destroy the stones, or his earlier snap when he killed half of everyone. Each time that happened, that was a burst, a universal-wide burst of cosmic radiation. We saw that shockwave in Rocket's hologram depiction. What, and this is in the immediate aftermath of Endgame, this is weeks after Endgame, are we seeing one example of radioactive effects on planet Earth, on other planets that could have superpowering effects? Is this how mutants could be brought into the MCU?
Absolutely. absolutely, with the mutants being brought into the MCU. I think this is, maybe this is their stepping stone of like, okay, is this how we're going to bridge it? Is this how we're going to bring them in now? Like, because of that blip, there's like this, all this radiation. I completely get that. I'm still like confused on like, there's a lot of ways this can take. So it could be like we're bringing in the MCU. It could be that it's just Wanda and her powers, and it could be like combined with Mephisto's and Agnes's. Also, I guess potentially it could, if Mephisto was the missing person, he already was probably sending radiation there. Like, let's be honest. So it could have been like already a little bit, but then once Wanda showed up, maybe attracted her. I don't know. There's so much that, there's so many open doors that we can go through with magic. And so it's just like, it could be anything. It could be anyone's game. But I do think this is where they're going to bring open the door for the mutants. They're like, oh, look at all this radiation that's all around the globe. Would be a shame if mutants showed up.
All right. So let's close out with another segment of What the Devil.
Yeah, let's go.
Now, this is looking more and more technological and science-based. It does feel a bit silly to be talking about supernatural demonic forces, but it still could be there.
Hexagons confirmed to be important. Westview is contained with a hexagon. Jimmy trying to figure out why. So are we.
Oh, right.
I made fun of you. Look, I'm throwing you under the bus.
We were, doesn't that feel crazy? I mean, that was like, it wasn't just us. I mean, imagine if like the nerd community didn't exist and you're just watching the show and you're like, the hell is he talking about hexagons? You'd have to go back and watch 1, 2, and 3 and find your own hexagons.
That means, so, yeah, and welcome. That means it's important because they're acknowledging it. It's not just us acknowledging it. They're like, people are probably asking about these dang hexagons and we got to acknowledge that shit.
So whether or not the hexagon's connected to Mephisto, I'm not saying it is. It's just like clearly what we saw with those hexagons meant something. And it's because the town of Westview is within a hexagonal grid, or not a grid, just like it's in the shape of a hexagon. And Jimmy was like, why is it equilateral is a word? It's where every segment of the hexagon is an exact same as everything else. All the angles are equilateral.
I've been taking geometry since 10th grade. Which was almost 10 years ago.
So that's weird, and it means something. So it could be Wanda's hex magic. It could be this was planned to be this way. Mm-hmm. Could be both. Now, the other detail, I've talked about this, Jimmy's missing person. I firmly believe that whatever's going on in Westview started with this man, whoever he is.
Mm-hmm. I think this is the most devil part of the episode, is like he definitely is spooky. He has something with him. There's something about this man that we're going to find out, and it's going to blow up in our face. Even if he's not a devil, he's going to reveal like a bunch of information that we needed.
He's important. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very important.
And whoever it is, I think we can assume is associated with Agnes because she had no ID. They identified her face. She's obviously important, but they could not identify her to a real living human being from New Jersey. So if she's not a victim like the other residents of Westview, it's pretty clear she is helping do this to Wanda. Now, Wanda is a villain. She, just because she's might be following orders, she's still the superpowered threat. She's the sentient weapon that Sword is reacting to, but she's got help. And I think Agnes, I think Ralph are the people helping her.
Watch Tyler be like orchestrating this. Watch him be like, yeah, we started this in her. He's the reason.
It was an experiment that got out of hand.
He wanted to show himself that he was worthy of being the director of Sword. He was like, I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to throw my full computer gaming desk over my head because I hate him.
That's how this dude got in federal witness protection. He made a deal with Tyler Hayward. Tyler Hayward pulled some strings with the feds, got this guy located to this town where he could lure in Wanda Maximoff, this heartbroken Avenger, and use her to give this guy what he wants. This guy, meanwhile, Tyler Hayward gets his deal with the devil, gets to move up in the world at Sword when he doesn't deserve that job. Classic deal with the devil.
The wrench in the gears was Monica coming back. He was like, damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yep. I think we just figured this shit out, Jessica.
Clock it right now, 2 episodes later. Boom.
Well, that is it for this first episode of Inside Marvel, the WandaVision After Show. We're going to be back next week to break down the biggest WTFs from episode 4, and we're going to continue this show. If you're listening on stereo, stick around, because right after this, we're going to do an exclusive bonus segment of stereo questions and theories. We're going to react to them in real time, the after party for the after show, the after show. If you are watching this later, you can download the stereo app, follow us. Using this free stereo app, stereo.com/newrockstars, to be part of the fun. That is where New Rock Stars is doing 3 new weekly live shows. So go on stereo.com/newrockstars to join the conversation. Thank you, Jessica, for joining me. You can follow her at Lulu_Clemens on Twitter, Lulu Clemens everywhere else. Follow me at EA Voss. Follow New Rock Stars. Subscribe to Inside Marvel wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to close with our favorite moment of the episode.
I'm a chemical engineer.
No one cares.